So modal verbs would be, in English we use these words to when something is going to happen, an action is going to be done, when you're going to do something, the modal verb tells you if it is necessary, if it's an obligation, if it's something that may happen. So it gives you the, it's kind of a small context of why or how, or the reason why, or the, yeah, why you're gonna do or you're doing an action. And about explaining the common, irregular, and irregular verbs, when I was trying to do this, I realized that, yeah, I can explain it with words. For example, if I say, let's see, irregular verbs, a snore. When you're sleeping and you go like, that would be a snore. When it's there, for example, you are looking at something. You are looking at something with your big eyes, just staring at it, looking at it, without looking away. You're just focused on something. Study. When you are going to present an exam, when you want to pass to a university, you need to study, to read the topics and whatever you need to present the exam. And travel, it's when on my vacations, I want to travel somewhere. So I go from one place to another. So it's usually from one place to another place far away. So I can travel to the United States. I can travel to Abejorral. I can travel. And visit, for example, is when I have a friend that's in the hospital or that's in her house, and I'm going to visit her. I will go where he or she is to see her. I'm visiting her. And I think I need another one, and it would be like wink. When you close your eye fast and open it again, you wink, wink, wink with one eye. Wink, wink, wink. And the irregular verbs. So I was like, okay, how can I explain, for example, drive without using my body language? So yeah, I have to use my body language to put my hands like on a wheel to do it the link of it way, to say like, okay, so I get on my car, I just sit there with my hands grabbing an imaginary wheel. And yeah, I would do like, yeah, driving a car or riding a bike. I would do as if I am on a bike, and I would start to move my feet, and yeah. What else? Bye. Bye is when I want something. Hey, I want an ice cream. I have to get my money, my currency, coins, and bills, give them to the vendor, and he will give me my ice cream. I buy an ice cream. I change money for something I want. To burn a candle. When I light it, I put fire on the top of the candle. I burn the tip. When I have a paper, for example, when someone goes to a bathroom and they take the Chinese thing that it smells good, they burn it so that it starts smelling. What else? Draw. I have something in my mind and I put it on paper with a pen or a pencil. I do something. I draw something. What else? Drink. I am thirsty. I need to drink something. I drink water, for example. Or you're with your friends on a Friday night and you want beer. You go out to drink to get something liquid through your throat. And the last one would be bite. The dog. The dog, for example, when it gets mad, when a dog is angry, it bites with his mouth. He opens and closes it strongly on something. I bite to bite. When you're going to eat something, you bite it. And yeah, that would be a short explanation.